5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It really is remarkable to look back on the life of John Glenn, a Marine Corps veteran, a World War II war hero, a Korean War hero, astronaut, first American to orbit the Earth, and then a senator, oh, by the way, from the state of Ohio, a huge figure in the American landscape, dominating the latter part of the 20th century, and he passed away yesterday at the age of 95. As Brian just said, we have a couple of astronauts, colleagues of John Glenn, to speak later this morning. Yesterday afternoon on the drive at 5, just about an hour after John Glenn passed away, we had one of his colleagues from those days, Gemini and Apollo astronaut Gene Cernan, to join us and reflect on his passing. We want you to reflect as well, and we'd love to hear from you in a moment at 888-630-9625. But first, let's start with astronaut Gene Cernan.
The country didn't just lose a hero. We lost a legend who probably gave back as much or more to the country that he grew up in as anybody I know.
When you came in that next wave of astronauts in the Gemini and the Apollo programs, what was it like to follow in the footsteps of John Glenn and his colleagues there?
Well, you know, that's exactly what we did. We followed in their footsteps, and those were pretty big footprints they made for us.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us ever took for granted what we had in store or what we might have in store, particularly with the opportunities people like John and Al Shepard and Gus Grissom and some of the, and Wally Schirra and some of the other guys gave us. I said this morning earlier, you know, those were the three heavies pulling a wagon, and we just hung on for dear life, not knowing where we'd ever end up. And, you know, look what happened to some of us.
Yeah.
We were at the right place at the right time because of people like John Glenn.
You know, our guest is astronaut Gene Cernan, and we're talking about John Glenn. And I wonder, you know, I almost feel like my children, their generation, they take space travel for granted. Tell me what it was like back then when you were witnessing a man like John Glenn who would strap himself onto a rocket and allow himself to be hurtled into space with that kind of ferocity underneath him, the kind of courage and valor.
You know, it's hard to put myself in John's place on that very first flight. He was the only guy. It was the first American. We needed a hero at that point in time, badly, the terrible 60s. We needed a hero, and you know, and John was one of the first guys to step up to the plate.
Mm.
He became that hero we desperately needed. And our country turned around. Think about it. We went from the terrible 60s to landing on the moon within 10 years.
Yeah.
And John played a big, big, big part in that, even though he wasn't the first guy to walk on the moon. You know, he was the stimulus behind what we did. And, you know, and we talk about John, but we can't forget Annie. Annie was his companion. His bride, obviously, his companion, his co-pilot. And everything John did, she did. And I'm not so sure she isn't responsible for most of what John was able to accomplish.
It's such a great point. And you know, the story is depicted so well in the great film and Tom Wolfe book, The Right Stuff. And that relationship, he and his wife, is well, the heart of that story.
For The Right Stuff, start with John.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, you talk about how he was a hero that we needed at that time. You look at John Glenn, I think he was 41 years old when he made that trip around the planet. And everything about him was just sort of made for the cover of Life magazine, wasn't it? Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry, I didn't get all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything about him, his history, his story, his biography, his appearance. I mean, he looked like he was just made for the cover of Life magazine. That's why he fit that role of hero so well, didn't he?
John, you know, John fit into that in that role as smoothly as anybody and was respected, I think, by more of his colleagues than anyone else in the space program.
It's interesting.
And I never in my entire life would have believed I'd be able to call John a colleague and a friend.
Yeah.
You know, I was just a 25-year-old kid back when John was flying in Mercury. And little did I believe I'd have the chance to follow in his footsteps. You know, life plays funny tricks on us. If we hang in there and believe that what we're doing is the right thing to do. And this is what I try and tell kids. Go out and do your best, and you might surprise yourself someday. Your best might be better than you think it could be. And if we just believe that we're doing the right thing and do our best at it, good things are going to happen. And I think that fit John to a T.
Our guest is Gene Cernan.
He was not a, you know, you never get something for nothing. And John was willing to give whatever it was and whatever it was going to take to do what he believed was the right thing.
John Cernan is our guest. He was the commander, by the way, of the Apollo 17 mission, our last Apollo lunar landing back in 1972. And I wonder, obviously, that was 10 years after John Glenn's orbit of the planet. How involved was he in the space program? Was he there? Even when he wasn't there, was he there?
Now, when there's an opportunity, you got to take it. And those of us who did walk on a moon, like I said a minute ago, it just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
Well, we very much appreciate you joining us today and reflecting on, again, the... Right, so that was astronaut Gene Cernan, 82-year-old Gene Cernan, again, Gemini 9A, Apollo 10, and Apollo 17, commander of Apollo 17, final lunar
mission. And a great American in his own right.
Yes, I'll say.